Earlier this week, major retailers, including Walmart, Gap, and others, met with labor activists in Germany. Their goal? To hammer out a deal to improve working conditions in Bangladesh. The meeting came less than a week after a devastating building collapse there killed more than 400 workers. NPR's Steve Henn has been covering the story and joins us now. And Steve, what more can you tell us about this meeting in Germany?
Well, activists are pushing retailers like Walmart and The Gap and others who use factories in Bangladesh to actually start spending their own money to try and make these factories safer. The deal would have an enforceable arbitration clause. It would require the use of highly qualified fire and safety inspectors. These inspection reports would be made public, and repairs would be paid for by these Western brands. Workers would also have the right to refuse to enter buildings if they believed they were unsafe. A big German retailer in PVH, which owns Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, have actually signed on to this agreement. They did that a couple months ago. However, it only goes into effect if there are four signatories. So labor activists need two more before any of this actually happens. And they've set a deadline of May 15th to actually strike the deal.
But is there a sense of which brands might be most likely to commit to these proposals?
There are a couple European retailers who've been caught up in the recent scandal surrounding the building collapse, and they're under a lot of pressure and could sign. According to some of the negotiators at the meeting, the big U.S. retailers who were there, of those, probably Gap is the closest to labor activists on the details of the deal. Walmart, which is obviously the 900-pound gorilla in this industry, is pretty far away from making any of these kinds of detailed commitments. And both The Gap and Walmart have announced their own plans for improving working conditions in Bangladesh. But they're balking at three key features of the deal. These companies are reluctant to sign any sort of legally enforceable agreement, and this obviously includes binding arbitration. They're also reluctant to commit to paying for repairs. They say it's problematic. Obviously, some Bangladeshi factory owners are quite wealthy on their own and could afford to make some of these repairs without help. And finally, many of the big brands, including Gap and Walmart, don't want to make the results of their factory inspections public.
But why not?
Well, these audits are often damning. Last year, The Gap conducted more than 2,000 factory audits. Walmart paid for more than 9,000. Most of these are done by independent for-profit companies. What they find usually never sees the light of day. Rana Plaza, the factory that collapsed last week, was audited and found to have met something called the BSCI Code of Conduct. This is a standard lots of European companies have signed on to. But BSCI won't release the results of those audits or even say who the commercial auditors were. The Tazreen factory, which burned in this fall, killing 112 people, was audited for Walmart less than a year before the fire. Auditors found major safety problems there, but the results of that audit only became public when an activist risked her life, went into that still-burning building, and salvaged the records. You can see those documents on our website, but activists say workers at these factories should know about the safety violations these audits find before they actually have to show up for work.
That's NPR's Steve Henn. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.